Josh Harris here, 721 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm really excited to chat with my friend, Dr. Jerry Crete, where he's going to be unpacking anxiety and really some effective treatment modalities that can really help treat anxiety as well as enhance our faith. I think this is really going to bless our listeners, especially after our interview last Friday, where we discussed your book, Litanies of the Heart, and how the therapeutic work you're doing really synthesizes psychology and Catholicism to help people actualize their fullest potential, especially interiorly. Doctor, I am curious, based on your expertise, what is anxiety? And within your treatment modalities, what have you found the most helpful?
Yeah, so anxiety is sometimes misunderstood. It's a physiological response to some kind of perceived threat. So it isn't an emotion, actually. It's a physiological reaction. And so if you perceive a threat, whether it's an actual threat or it's just something you think might be a threat, first of all, it's your body reacting to that. So your muscles tense, your blood pressure goes up, you're basically moved into like that fight or flight response, you know, and so your sympathetic nervous system's activated. And so it's a natural and proper, you know, biological response to threat. The problem with anxiety for people in general is that they have an actual threat that happened or something very frightening or traumatic happens, you know, in our lives, usually as children, at some point or another. And then the body remembers that and it gets triggered and starts to have an anxiety response to things that aren't actually threatening them at the moment. Or they're just afraid something might happen, maybe even in a situation where they're completely safe or for things that haven't happened in that moment. So what comes to my mind for a lot of people might be driving, right? When you're driving, and if you live in Atlanta, you know, there's a lot of traffic and you can be in your car and you have nowhere to go in your car. And if you're in a traffic, you know, jam situation, but you're worried about work, you're worried about, oh, I'm going to get there late, or you're worried about, oh, my presentation or what's going to happen, or my boss is going to be upset with me, or whatever starts happening. And so your body starts to feel like it's having an attack at that moment without even realizing it. You're starting to have an anxiety response, even like clutching the steering wheel or tightening your shoulders, or your heart rate is going up or whatnot. And then you might actually be more reactive to things that are happening around you.
So now we know what it is. And there's so many different ways I'm sure experts try to treat manifestations of anxiety. Are there particular ways you found most helpful?
Yeah. Again, I think the first step in managing anxiety has to be working with the body. Because if you have a threat response, then your body is having that reaction. And then you're sending an emotional reaction also, like I'm in danger or I'm bad or I'm in trouble or I'm going to be something. That sends a message to the limbic system, the emotional system, which then sends a message again to your cognitive functioning. And then that starts to, your thoughts start to whirl, right? So in order to respond, you have to, first of all, it's so basic, right? But you have to take deep breaths. You have to relax your muscles and you have to be able to recognize physically, I'm okay in this moment. So in my example, like you're in your car, you have to stop and say like, I'm driving, sure. Maybe I'm stuck in traffic, but I'm actually safe. And then let your body feel and experience that safety. And so you're taking a moment. And basically, if you can relax your muscles and take deep breaths, you're sending a message to your brain, to your amygdala, that there is no actual physical threat right now. And then once you do that, the next step is now you can tell yourself something emotional that, you know, not the I'm in danger, but you're safe now. Or it's going to be okay. You need to send an emotional response. You're comforting yourself. And then you can find that from there, you can have proper thoughts, right? Not the whirling thoughts. And so now you can be like, well, you know, it's okay. If I'm 5 minutes late, I'm 5 minutes late, or I can send a message, or, you know, whatever it is that's bothering you, you can have perspective on it and you can start thinking more rational thoughts. But if your body is activated, your emotions and your thoughts are going to be activated. There's just no way around it.
Wow. Have you found that there's certain elements of the faith or scriptural quotes or things in general that you found help in your treatment or assessment of anxiety?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, prayer. Yeah. And I attend a Byzantine Catholic church, right? And so the Eastern Christian tradition, the Jesus Prayer is super popular. And I love the Jesus Prayer. It's just like you're taking in that deep breath as you say, Lord Jesus Christ, and you breathe out slowly, have mercy on me. And I just love that prayer because it's both, it's physical, right? Because you're using your breath. You're bringing in those words of comfort. You know, you're inviting Jesus in. And then you're breathing out your stress. I mean, to me, that's the perfect prayer for somebody with anxiety. And then you can just say that as long as you need to. People don't even have to know you're praying that prayer. So that's one example.
That's beautiful. It's meditative, right? It's like breathe in Christ, breathe out fear.
Yeah.
Or a scriptural way to flip that. Breathe in, trust the Lord with all your heart. Breathe out, lean not on your own understanding. Breathe in, be still. Breathe out, know that I am God. So I love that there's this prayerful rhythm you're discussing that's meditative, but in a way, it's almost like cognitive behavioral therapy in the sense that you're really creating a pretty healthy and holy interior mantra that is the leading voice within your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have more time, right, I like to use some Ignatian methods, right? And just what is it, not just to think about something or some good thought, but to actually experience or take a moment if you can and imagine yourself being comforted in some way. So one of the best scriptural examples I can think of is the baptism of Christ. So imagining yourself there with him, being baptized by John with Jesus right there. So you can visualize that, but you can also like imagine it affecting all of your senses, you know, the water on your skin, the noises that you could hear, you know, what it feels like to walk into the water, like just every physical sensation it hits on if you can experience, and then hearing the words of God the Father, like, you are my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased.
Wow.
And he says it to Christ, but Christ is doing this baptism to show us this is our path. We are made to be children of God. And so to actually just receive that, I can't think of something more comforting, more, you know, to reduce anxiety than to be able to, if you're able to, like get into that space and be with Christ in that moment and hear those words.
I think that's beautiful. And then even within that meditative space, thinking about he's making those waters holy. The waters aren't making him holy, but again, he's purifying this conduit to a true union with God. That's a very powerful place to go. Thank you so much, Doctor, for that very powerful interview. I know I can personally relate to some of those situations you shared, and especially look forward to applying some of those techniques to really help with anxiety when it creeps in. And I'm joined by my co-host, Allison DeLule. Allison, do you have anything exciting on the agenda?
I sure do. Good morning, Josh. Yes, I am super excited. I am going to be speaking with Deacon Steve Greco. He is the executive producer of Jesus Thirst, the miracle of the Eucharist, and it's back by popular demand in theaters June 18th and 19th. So that will be on the agenda on Tuesday the 18th.
It's wonderful.
I'm excited. So many wonderful comments about the movie. Life-changing.
Well, life-changing, because we are talking about the way, the truth, and the life. So
Amen.
Tune in for Allison to share more about that. And now, back to the Sunrise Morning Show.